This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A new mobile COVID-19 clinic to serve the Western Slope opened this weekend. Buses will administer up to 500 Pfizer or Moderna vaccines per day. There are stops in Summit, Eagle, Garfield, and Route counties, as well as Grand Junction and Fruta in Mesa County. Appointments are encouraged, but not mandatory. So far, more than 2 million Coloradans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Casa Bonita filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier this month, and that has Denver area residents rallying around the storied restaurant. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
Let's get back to cliff diving!
It's more of an experience than a restaurant. Sure, the food doesn't have a stellar reputation, but people like Rick Griffith, the guy yelling about their signature aquatic acrobatics, say it's part of the metro's identity.
If all of old Denver goes away, what's new Denver going to enjoy? I mean, why are we so attractive? It's because of who we are and were, not who we will be.
Many local businesses have struggled during the pandemic, raising the specter of rapid, irreversible change. But Griffith and some 800 supporters are doing their best to save spots they love like this one. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Scammers appear to be collecting personal information by posing as the state labor department. The Colorado Unemployment Office warns the scams are happening over email and social media. People should be wary of unreasonable requests, verify email addresses and websites, and check for typos. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.